Stop 4, Bald Eagle. This enclosure is divided into two sections, one for the eagle and the other for the turkey vultures, which we'll visit next. The whole enclosure is about 50 feet long, 25 feet deep, and 12 feet high. It's built on a slope with the highest side closest to you. Inside, there are two massive perches made of logs about 4 inches in diameter and about 15 feet long, suspended horizontally about 7 feet off the ground. An open-sided perching box hangs from one wall of the structure, and a watering fountain about 3 feet in diameter is on the ground in the enclosure to your right. The bald eagle is a huge bird, with a wingspan that is often greater than 6 feet. While their size and appearance are impressive, the sounds they make are not. If the eagle calls during your visit, you'll hear a sound that most people compare to a loud cackling chicken. This is what to listen for. Young eagles look like extremely large, dark brown hawks splattered with white paint. The feathers' color pattern changes each time they grow a new set of feathers. In about 5 years, the eagle will be mature, the pattern will stop changing, and the bird will have a pure white head and tail. Eagles are long-lived birds, living up to 33 years in the wild and 36 years in captivity. Bald eagles build the world's largest bird's nest. Made high in a tree out of huge branches and stuffed with sod and plants, the average nest is about 6 feet in diameter and about 4 feet tall. An inner cup lined with softer materials and about 1 foot wide is made in the center of the nest. Eagles often reuse an old nest, adding to its mass every nesting season. One nest in Ohio grew to an estimated weight of almost 2 metric tons. Human disturbance, habitat change, and unregulated hunting led to the slow disappearance of bald eagles from Massachusetts more than a century ago. But there is a happy ending to this story. The bald eagle's return to the Commonwealth has been a tremendous conservation success. Between 1982 and 1988, the Division of Fisheries and Wildlife introduced 41 young birds into the wilds of Quabbin Reservoir in central Massachusetts in the hope that they would return to the same area as nesting adults. This project succeeded in 1989 when a nesting pair of eagles raised 2 chicks, the first born in Massachusetts since 1902. Since then, bald eagles have spread throughout the Commonwealth, with 30 successful nests counted in 2013. Continue following the rope to stop 5 in about 10 feet.